It was sounding stable.
Blog Talk Radio.
First of all, let me start off by giving thanks and praise to the Most High Creator, ancient the days of Lahalu. No Muhammad, Selassie's a hate you. For you to pray to, they hate you. Trying to say everything moving will awake soon. They'll be gone by day two. See a palm in the arm and the shape too. Place moves, staying calm like I can't lose. I brought a camp full of soldiers. With a snap show, yeah, I got an army in Shang Tsung. Sun Tzu, all the war, I make moves. Pay dues from the fault of the day who. With the fighter armies of the true living God, we y'all soldiers. Move up until I make room. Our enemies like bread. I'ma need a four plate spoon knife and a hank too. Hebrew the light, some spice, they ain't you. I'm Yehuda Dean, ask eat them if it ain't true. I set a bait like I'm trying to catch lake food. Pray for patience cause I hate to debate food. The time is coming, you won't see a book today's news. America is now following the slave rules. All the birds are against the white one. Take them out like the eight ball when you play pool. We inside to make a move. With ice to be a dyke if you want to be gay cool. Babylon, you're wrong. Too many nations to name, you done slain when you came to. Probably wanna send me off to somewhere out of space. Move beyond, bring me back, saving tools so they fake doom. So my lady is your chosen. I try to have a heart of David, integrity of Joseph. Fake food like Abraham, strong like Samson and meek like Moses. Watch this like Daniel, perfect like Noah and Job. I hope I can walk like Enoch, come back like Elijah. Turn horse to Zion. What are my lions waiting to wake in the sleeping giant? 400 years in the comatose, the soul's reviving. No more dry bones, the low, hopeless and rotten. It's set in stone, headed home like it's no other.
Multiplication, no longer vision, no subtraction.
are the type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen.
Let's go.
It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest of roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. But you see the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound ever heard round this town, around this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things that I speak in these days of the last? It done passed when these people about to fall off the earth like grass with this, like the flower fades. You know how it is these days. People getting played, being told lies of age. But my words, they spray, proclaim the most high name. And you know how it is, we ain't playing no games. No, you give me this word, so it beats the fire. And y'all be like wood burned up. Tell me that you could ever test black. Never that.
Located here, Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. Today's program, we're going to talk about day three. The last couple days, we've been dealing with the book of Genesis, which comes from the Hebrew word Bereshit, which means the beginning, the first. The one. And we're going to start at the beginning. And not just the beginning, but also Genesis, the first chapter. Where Yah thought in his own heart and mind to create the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. But why? What reason? What purpose? And what was the significance of the order in which Yah would do what he did? We talked about day one, and we talked about day two. Now we're going to talk about day three. But right before we get into day three, I want you to see something while we're even doing this. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the very first verse of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, this is what it says. To everything, there is a season. The word season means a certain time, a set time, a particular time. And to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So whatever the purpose is, there is a time attached to it. So once you know the time, you'll know the purpose. And once you learn the purpose, then also you will know the time. This is why the Creator said it's a time to be born and a time to die. a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. And why? Because everything, there's a season, there's a time. That's what season means. And a time to every purpose under the heaven. And there's no sense in you trying to figure out when you was born, why you was born, and what's your purpose in life, when all you had to know, if you really want to know your purpose, then what you need to learn is time. And once you begin to learn time, then you will begin to learn purpose. And this is why it's so important for us to deal with the book of Genesis. As I said before, the last couple of weeks, in dealing with the book of Genesis, we've been bringing out the fact that on day one, according to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the Almighty Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And he saw that that light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. And the light he called day. And the darkness he called night. There was evening. There was morning. Day one. But what was the purpose of this light? And why was it necessary for that to be first or number one? Because Yahweh don't do nothing out of order. Everything he do has order. And the first thing he did was made light. And to me, it made total sense because how can one see without light? This is the purpose of why and which he made the light. Because there are things that Yahweh wants you to see. And the very thing he wants you to see is him. He wants you to see him because he sees you. But do you see him? And if you see him, there will be certain things you will know about him because you see him. For example, we brought out the fact in day one in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, if you turn there, so you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, this is what it says. And I'm going to start reading at the 20th verse. Get right to it. This is what it says. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And why? Because when Yahweh said, let there be light, he didn't just usher in light. There are things that came with the light. And the things that came with the light were things that enabled you to see the Most High. This is how I know whether you know the Most High or not. Because I will see the light in you. And this light produces the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge one needs to know the Most High. Furthermore, on day one, we brought out the fact in the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Still dealing with day one. Just showing you what we are teaching. In the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, this is what it says. Getting right to the point in the 23rd verse. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So when Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light, it was more than just some light out there in the sky. No, this light brought things that allowed you to see him. And you can't see the Most High without keeping his laws, his commandments, his statutes and judgments. And when he spoke about this light, these laws were in the confines of it. That's why those who keep his laws are able to see him a little bit better than those who don't. And those who circumcise their heart to keep them know it much better. And I'm going to show you what I'm telling you is the truth. Watch what this says, since we're in the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter. And watch what it says, so you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. Proverbs 28. And then we're going to recap on day two. And watch what this says. In the book of Proverbs 28, the fifth verse, it says, evil men. Well, let's start off at the fourth verse so you can really understand this. It says in Proverbs 28, 4 and 5, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. As I told you before, the light contained the law. It gives you the ability to see the Most High. But that's if you do it. But such as keep the law continue with them. And watch this for verse. Evil men understand my judgment, but they that seek Yah understand all things. And what do the word seek mean? The word seek means to look for, to search out, to find out, to inquire about. And how can you look for anything without light? Nobody gonna turn the flashlight off and go to look for stuff. No, they turn the light on to look for stuff. They don't leave the lights off when they're in the house trying to look for things and cook. And no, if they want to do anything responsible, they turn the lights on. And to find Yahweh, you have to have light. Furthermore, on day two, we brought you to the fact that on day two, Yahweh said, let there be a mist in the midst of the waters, or a firmament in the midst of the waters. And let this firmament divide the waters that are above it, and divide the waters that is below it. And he divided the waters. And the firmament he called heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, second day, or day two. And even though he did what he did on the first day, and ushered in what he ushered in on the first day, in day two, he ushered in something else. And what did he usher in? Well, the heavens. And what purpose and reason did he have the heavens for? Well, he said heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. And Yahweh wanted us to have the ability to come before him and hear him. And he wanted us to be able to bring our petitions to him and to call upon him. And to call upon him, you have to know where he is. You have to know where his throne is. But also, he created the ability for us not only to hear him, but he wanted also to hear us. Why do you think we sing unto Yah? Why do you think we praise Yah? So he made the heavens. And look what the Creator said. As a matter of fact, I showed the people how day two, yesterday, how it has everything to do with heavens, everything to do with the name of the Most High, and everything to do with us hearing. And all through the scriptures, this is what the Creator tells his people. And people underestimate what this means. And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy 6 and 4, day 2. In the book of Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, and watch what it says. Hear, Israel, Shema Israel, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad. Hear, Israel, Yah Elohim, Yahweh is one. And all through the scriptures, we let you know that Yahweh not only wanted you to see that he is one, but he wanted you to hear that he's one. He wanted you to see that there is no other Elohim but him. And he wanted you to hear that there is no Elohim besides him. He wanted you to see that there is no Savior other than him, but he also wanted you to hear that there is no Savior other than him. And why? Why do we want you to see as well as hear? Because Yahweh said, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. And I'm going to show you that. That's a law. Everything got to be established by two or three witnesses. Nothing can be established as the blanket truth without witnesses. If that's the case, anybody can tell you anything. But no, Yahweh established his truth by two or more witnesses. And don't let people deceive you and make you think that all they need to do is show you one thing, and then they say, well, this is the truth. And this is the only place it's at to try to establish the truth of one thing. These people who try to do that is ignorant of the laws of the Most High. And furthermore, speaking of day two, watch what the Most High says, how important it is that we're able to see him and hear him. And I may add, he only did this for one people and one people only. And watch what this is in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, just show you how prominent this thing is that Yahweh did. Deuteronomy 4, and we're going to start at verse 32.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 32. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of the heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it.
In other words, Yahweh wants you to search this thing out. He wants you to study. He wants you to ask. He wants you to really do some research and see if there be such a thing such as this. And we don't even know what that thing is right now, but he's going to let you know what it is. Ask before thee. Since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, from one side of heaven unto the other, because day two is about the heaven. And that's what we're talking about right now, right before we go into day three. Continue reading.
Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and live?
Have anybody ever came and talked about how they heard the voice of Elohim speaking out of the fire? No, you never heard another people talk like this, because it has never happened to another people, another nation of people. And don't believe what the New Testament is saying. Even the New Testament called out a lie, talking about a voice came from heaven. Christ said, you never heard the voice of the Most High. And the people that he said that to, he was telling them the truth. Because the only people that heard the voice of the Most High are Israelites. And watch what this says. As a nation.
Or hath Elohim assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptation, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes?
Seven different wonders, temptations, signs, wonders, war, mighty hand, stretched out arm, great terrors. This is what the Almighty wanted us to see. Because there's things that Yahweh wants us to see about him. Because he sees us. But do we see him? He hears us. But do we hear him? Or have anybody ever heard the voice of Yahweh as we have, as our ancestors have? 34 verse.
Unto thee it was shewed that thou mightest know that Yahweh, he is Elohim.
The only reason he did this, the only reason he showed our ancestors this, that they might know and that we might know that he is Elohim. That Yah is Elohim. And there is none beside him.
Out of the heavens, he made thee to hear his voice.
That's what I told you. That's what heavens is all about. It was made. It was purposed for us to hear his voice. It was made and it was purposed for us to know his name.
That he might instruct
us. And that he might instruct us. In other words, teach us.
And upon earth he shewed thee his great fire.
Yeah, and then he showed us this great fire on earth.
And thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them. And brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. To drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou, to bring thee in, to give thee their land and inheritance as it is this day.
So don't think we're the greatest nation on earth, and don't think we were the mightiest nation on earth. No, we were neither. The only reason we receive what we receive is because the Almighty had purpose in his heart from the beginning of times to choose us. See, this was ordained since the beginning. He loved our fathers. And he will make a covenant with our people as it is this day. So don't glory in yourself, you glory in Yah. But I'm going to show you how you must glory in Yah. Are you reading?
Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that Yahweh, he is Elohim, in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else.
And he wants you to consider this fact. He done showed you, and he done told you. You can see it, and you can hear it. What else do Yahweh have to do? All Israel should be proclaiming the same thing. God is Elohim, and there is none else. Because if all of Israel proclaim it, the whole world will proclaim it. And why won't Israel proclaim this thing? Maybe because Israel really don't know who they are. Undoubtedly a truth that they don't know who Yahweh is. But I'm going to show you who you are today. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which Yahweh Elohim giveth thee forever. So that was day one and day two. Now we're going to talk about day three. And what is day three all about? Well, if you want to know anything about day three, well, you got to go to the beginning and watch what the beginning says concerning day three. And since everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, well, let's see what this purpose was since it came at the time of day three. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, and we're going to start at the ninth verse. And this is what it says.
Genesis chapter 1, verse, said 9?
Verse 9.
And Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth, in the beginning, in the gathering together of the waters, called he seas. And Elohim saw that it was good.
And he saw that it was good. And remember what I told you yesterday, and I'm going to repeat it today. The only day that Yahweh did not say he saw that it was good was the second day. And I haven't revealed to you why he didn't say it on the second day, but we will. But I just want you to keep considering that fact. He did not say on the second day he saw that it was good, but he said it on the first day. And now we also can see that he said it on the third day. Continue reading. What else did he do on this third day?
And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. In the evening and the morning were the third day.
So as we can see, that on this third day, Yahweh made the earth, which was the dry land. Yahweh made the seas, in which the seas was the gathering together of all the waters that was all over the earth. Yahweh made the earth bearing seed. Yahweh made the tree yielding fruit. And as well, Yahweh made the grass yielding seed. All on the third day. But why? What was his purpose? What was Yahweh trying to tell us? And what should we be seeing and hearing about this third day? We know what the light was for. It ushered in the word of Yah. And what is this word? That is his laws. That is his testimonies. That is his commandments, his statutes and judgments. And what did day two usher in? The heavens. And what did that do? Well, that brought his name. That's why in the second generation they began to call upon the name of Yah. That's why the temple was built in the second month. That's why he rained bread from heaven, according to the book of Exodus 16 chapter, in the wilderness in the second month. This is why the floods of Noah came in the second month, because it's all the floods of heaven. Because this all represented Yahweh's great name. But little do people know, Yahweh always intended that there will be a representative for him in the earth. And this representative that Yahweh wanted in the earth was called his messenger. And what was the job of his messenger? Well, the job of his messenger was to join the people to Yah, to bring them to him. And if you don't believe I'm telling you the truth, Yahweh is going to show you his sign to let you know that this is exactly what his messengers was formed, made, created, designed for. Go to the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter. In the book of Genesis 29, that's why I love Sister Leah, our foremother, foreparent. Very in tune with the Most High, because we see her firstborn son, Reuven. She said, surely Yah looked upon my affliction, because she recognized the fact that Yah saw her, and then she seen exactly what he did, because she seen him. Then when she had her second born, she said, oh, not only Yah saw I was hated, he heard I was hated, because Yah hear us. But then she knew and recognized the fact that she could hear him. And why? Because that's why she named her secondborn Simeon. Then she had a third son. And what was her third son? To show you how in tune she was with the Most High. And it says in Genesis 29, starting at verse 34,
and she conceived again and bare a son.
She conceived again and bare a son. This is the third time she done conceived and bare the son.
And said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me.
Now my husband will be joined unto me. He'll be, in other words, when you join together, that means you become one. Her husband is her master. That's what husband means, master. Even though a lot of women don't want to recognize that their husband is their master, but that's what husband means. And she said, what again? Now this time will my husband be joined unto me. Go ahead.
Because I have borne him three sons.
I bore him three sons.
Therefore, his name was called his name Levi.
So she called his name Levi. And this is where the Levites come from. But what was their purpose? Little do people know their purpose was to join others to Yah. And why were they to do this? Well, let me show you why they were supposed to do this. You'll see this in the book of Malachi, the second chapter. Turn there. All you have to do is know the time. And once you know the time, you'll begin to know the purpose. And here he is, Levi. Little did he know when he was born, he was already ordained to do what he ended up doing. And watch what this says in the book of Malachi, the second chapter. And we're going to start reading at the seventh verse. We're going to get right to it.
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
The priest's lips should keep knowledge because they are the teachers.
And they should seek the law at his mouth.
And why? Why should we seek the law at his mouth? Matter of fact, people ain't seeking no law at the mouth of a priest. They seeking a law to themselves, out of their own heart. And they'll tell you, this means what I think it means. And they're no priest at all. Not been called by Yah at all. Not been ordained by Yah at all. Yahweh didn't call them and go tell them, go tell the people, thus says Yah, at all. But they still talking, they still speaking, and they still going to tell you what they think this means without even being called. But not so with Levi. Watch what this says. They should seek the law out of his mouth.
And they should seek the law out of his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts.
That's why you seek the law out of his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. He is a messenger. This is what we have to understand. You just can't learn a law from anybody. You got to learn a law from Yahweh's messenger. Why do you think Yahweh made the earth? See, little do people know, on the first day when Yahweh ushered in light, he was ushering in his laws because he wanted the earth to have order. So he gave the earth laws and commandments and statutes and judgments. He gave the earth wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. He gave the earth the various tools it needs to see him. But also he wanted the earth not just to see him, he wanted the earth to hear him. So he made the heavens so he can talk to the very inhabitants of his creation, and they can talk to him. But they had to know who they were talking to. So he gave them his name. And when he did these things, he wanted them to know it's only one Elohim, one Savior, with one law, one way, one ordinance, one statute that you needed to concern yourself with. But Yahweh, in his infinite wisdom, wanted a servant, a messenger that will go out and represent him. So he made the earth. You think Yahweh was going to make the earth without thinking in his heart and mind that there has to be somebody to govern, to be a governor, to rule the earth in righteousness? He didn't make the earth without no plan. In the trees, in the seas, No, somebody here to rule these things. So he already had his messenger, his servant in mind. And I'm going to show you how you will know Yahweh's messenger. This is why Levi was born. But not just Levi, because I want you to know he is not the only messenger that Yahweh will put in the earth to join you to him. That's one of his messengers, but he had other messengers. This messenger, you read about him in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And this messenger you're about to read about is the first man in the scriptures that was called a prophet. And not only was he the first man called a prophet, but in the scriptures, but he was the first man according to the scriptures that the word of Yah came unto him saying. Prior to this prophet, the word of Yah never came to anybody saying anything. And not only was he the first prophet or man called prophet, and the word of Yah came unto him saying, but this is the first man, according to the scriptures, had a vision and a dream from the Most High. As a matter of fact, this was the first man that ever prayed for someone according to the scriptures. And this man's name was Abraham. As a matter of fact, Yahweh said, if you're going to look to anything and anyone at all, he didn't say look unto Moses. He didn't even say look unto David. The man Yahweh told our people to look to, and he definitely never said look unto some Christ. Matter of fact, that name never even came out of his mouth. But the one man he told everybody to look to, he said, look unto the rock from whence you were hewn, and the hole of the rock from which you were dead. Look unto Abraham, thy father, and Sarah, who bore you. And we're going to look today at him. And watch what Yahweh said about this man in Genesis, the 15th chapter. So you can see what I'm telling you, the truth. That when Yahweh made the earth, the seas, the earth-yielding seed, the earth, the grass-yielding seed, as well as the tree-yielding fruit, he wanted somebody to rule over his creation. And look what he said about it. First verse.
After these things, the word of Yah came unto Abram in a vision, saying.
And you won't see this before this time, because it never happened before this time. This is the first time this had happened. Go ahead.
Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Yah Elohim, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus? And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir.
And behold, the word of Yah came unto him, saying,
this shall not be thine heir,
but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir.
And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in Yahweh, and he counted it to him for righteousness.
And watch what Yahweh tell Abram to do to let you know that he is indeed the messenger?
And he said unto him, I am Yahweh that brought thee out of Ur of Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Yah Elohim, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit?
And watch what, that's what the Abram asked Yahweh, how will I know that I'm going to inherit this thing? What you going to do for me? And watch what Yahweh said. And he said unto him,
take me a heifer of 3 years old.
Why 3 years old? Did not I tell you? Did not I show you before that whether it's the firstborn, the first month, first year, first time, first fruits, if it's the first, it's going to mean the same thing. Because the first is the first. The one is the one. And when I showed you that once it becomes the second is the second. Whether it's the second born, the second day, the second year, the second month, the second time, the second generation. If it's the second, it's going to mean the same thing. And here, you're going to see with your own eyes and hear with your own ears that there is about the messenger that Yahweh will put in the earth to rule his creation. And watch what he said to Abraham. Take me of a heifer 3 years old. And why 3 years old? Because that's the day in which he made the earth. He made the earth in the third day. And as I told you, whether it's the third day or the third year, it's going to mean the same thing. And I'm going to show you. 3 years old and a what?
And a she-goat of 3 years old.
And what else?
And a ram of 3 years old. And a turtle dove and a young pigeon.
See, a lot of times I thought we just supposed to, according to the law, we're supposed to bring animals, beasts, that's but a year old. But here, Yahweh was showing you the sign to let you know this man is my messenger in the earth. In other words, this man has authority and rulership, and he can speak in my name. And ask yourself, all y'all who speaking in the name of Yah, or supposedly speaking in the name of Yah, did Yahweh give you the sign that you might speak in his name? And not only did he do this with Abram once, even after Yahweh changed his name in the book, and you read that whole chapter 15, and you're going to see what I'm telling you is the truth. But go right to the book of Genesis 22 so I can show you. He didn't just do it one time, but even when he changed his name in the book of Genesis 22, turn there. And start reading at the very first verse.
And it came to pass after these things that Elohim did tempt Abraham.
In other words, he tested him.
And said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Yitzchak, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for a burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which Elohim had told him. Then on the third day.
On the third day. Now, why the third day? And why was did Abram have to put three she-goats and three rams and three other beasts for the sacrifice to make a covenant with Yahweh? And why is he tested with his son, who he loved, to see if he will sacrifice his son unto him? And it says, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off.
And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, Elohim will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together.
And of course, as you all know, he didn't slay his son, as people believe this was done in the New Testament, which is totally false. No, Yahweh will not kill no man for the sins of another. And Yahweh gave Abraham the offering that he needed to make. But why this third day? Why did he cease and come up there on the third day? Did that just happen by happenstance? Did not we just read that to everything there's a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven? Was this just some happen chance? And was it just happen chance that Yahweh wanted three rams and three she goats and three other beasts set before him? Well, if that was just happen chance, then what you about to read next is just happen chance in the book of Genesis, the 40th chapter, Genesis 40. As I said before, Yahweh thought to make the earth, the sea, the grass, the herb yielding seed, the tree yielding fruit, all on the third day. But Yahweh wanted somebody to be in charge of what he had done on the earth. He wanted somebody that was responsible in taking care of his creation on earth. And he elected one that was called a messenger that would learn about him and that would join others to him. Why you think Levi was the third boy? Why you think on the third day Abraham had to take his son up for a test for sacrifice? Why do you think he had to set three different beasts down that was 3 years old? But watch what Joseph had to do, starting at the very first verse in Genesis 40.
And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their master, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. And they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream, in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and said, and behold, they were sad.
They were sad after this dream, but watch what was revealed.
And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his master's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to Elohim? Tell me, I pray thee. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before
me. And I want you to listen to this dream to let you know what I'm telling you the truth. And what did I tell you? I told you the only reason Yahweh made the earth on the third day is because when he made the earth and the seas and the trees and the grass and the herbs, that he wanted somebody, some servant, a steward that would represent him in the earth and bring people to him. And watch what happens in this dream.
And in the vine were three branches.
Why three branches? What purpose? Three branches, why? Go ahead.
And it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in mine hand. And I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days.
Yeah, the three branches are 3 days.
Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place. And thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou wast his butler.
Yeah, and he's letting you know that these three branches are 3 days. But why? Why three? And why was Abraham three? And what do Abraham and Joseph got in common with one another, that both their visions, both their dreams, and both what they had to do has everything to do with three? What was the other person's dream? Continue reading.
But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and shew kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. And here also have I done nothing that they should put me in the dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream. And behold, I had three white baskets on my head.
Three white baskets on my head. Here we go again. Let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. We've seen in Abraham's case, we showed you two times, he had to deal with these three. Now, here's Joseph. Two times he had to deal with these three. Go ahead.
And in the uppermost basket there was all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh. And the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee.
And watch this, 20th verse.
And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants, and restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Yosef had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Yosef, but forgot him.
So we can see here, on the third day, it came to pass that everything that Joseph had said would happen with the three branches or the three vines, as well as the three white baskets, came to pass on the third day. And I may add, in the 41st chapter of the very first verse, what do it say?
And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years.
And the end of 2 full years is the 3rd year.
That Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river.
And let me tell you who they call at the end of 2 years, which we know the end of 2 years, the next number is 3. Who do you think they call? Well, they call Yahweh's messenger. And who is that? Yourself. But I know you still don't believe me, so I still have to show you. Because you're going to see why this is important to you and I. So you can understand what I'm telling you is the truth. So go to the book of Exodus, the 2nd chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 2nd chapter, I want you to start reading at the very first verse. Because what are we discussing tonight? Day 3. The significance of day 3. And I'm here to tell you that 3 represents Yahweh's messenger. Why you think Levi was born on the 3rd? He was the 3rd born. Why do you think Abraham had to lay 3 different beasts down that were 3 years old? Why do you think Yosef had to interpret dreams that dealt with 3 vines, 2 different dreams altogether, and the other one, 3 white baskets? And it all came to pass on the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday. Well, let's see what happened to Moses. Starting at Exodus 2:1.
And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to a wife, a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months.
And didn't I just show you and tell you, whether it's 3 days, whether it's 3 years, whether it's 3 vines, whether it's 3 white baskets, whether it's the 3rd day, whether it's 3-year-old rams and she goats, and in Moses' case, they hid him for 3 months. It all means the same thing. These are signs that Yahweh put in the scriptures to let us know who his messengers are. Why you think Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights? Because this is one of Yahweh's signs. And our people knew this. Why you think when King David did not sit at meal with King Saul, and he was missing that 1st day, and then he was missing that 2nd day, and he told Jonathan to meet him out in the field on the 3rd day. These things are not happen chance, because to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And once you begin to learn the time, then you can know purpose. And if you know time, or if you know purpose, you will know the times. And this is what we're bringing to you today. And continue reading this at the 3rd verse.
Exodus 2, verse 3. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's bank, brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moshe, and she said, because I drew him out of the water.
Because she drew him out of the water. And little do people know, when did Yahweh make the seas? Well, on the third day. In other words, before the third day, water was just everywhere. But then, on the third day, he gathered them together and he made the seas. And so now there was order to the water. Before, there was no order. But on the third day, it was brought into order. But why three? Three were Moses. Three was Yosef. Three were Abraham. Three were Levi. And I may add, Levi only had three children. And y'all know who the three children are? Moses, who was a prophet. Aaron, who was a prophet, because he was a prophet to Moses. And Miriam, who was a prophet? A prophet is a messenger. That's what a prophet is, a messenger. But let me show you one other important clue to let you know what I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Exodus 19, turn there. And we're going to start at the very first verse. And I want you to pay close attention to this, because this has everything to do with you and I. And watch what it says.
In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai.
Now you already see one clue, one nugget, that this occurring in the third month. Most people read this and just skip right over it. But not Yahweh's servants, because they know every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. So when it says in the third month, we knew this must have meant something. Because Yahweh said, to everything there's a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. So let's see the purpose of this time called the third month. And I may add, whether it's the third month or the third born or the third year or the third one, it's going to mean the same thing. And watch what this is. Watch what it says.
But they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto Elohim, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Yaakov, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
So here it is, Yahweh telling the children of Israel on this third month that if you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. And you should be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Wow. In other words, this is when Yahweh first began to actually establish his people on earth. Even though, I'm here to tell you, they was established when he made the earth. And watch what it says. Seven verse.
And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Moses, go unto the people.
Go unto the people.
And sanctify them today.
Sanctify them today.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow.
And let them wash their clothes.
Uh-huh.
And be ready against the third.
And be ready against what day?
The third day.
The third day. Why the third day? Did not I tell you? Have not I showed you that this is his messenger that he had determined from a long time ago that it would be his messenger on earth? And why? Because this is the day in which he made the earth, the seas, the earth yielding seed, the tree yielding seed, or the fruit yielding seed, as well as the grass yielding seed. This is when it was made, and Yahweh wanted a messenger, a servant, a steward that would oversee what he had done. And so the third day he said, bring them forth, or the third born, or the third time. This is a sign that Yahweh placed on his messengers. And this messenger is the nation of Israel. And watch what happens. 11 verse again.
And be ready against the third day.
And why?
For the third day, Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai.
Why the third day? Why couldn't he come on the second day when he made the heaven? Why couldn't he come on the other days of the week in which we haven't even talked about yet? Why the third day? I want you to consider that. And I want you to consider all the scriptures I'm giving you to see what I'm telling you is the truth. Continue reading.
And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall surely be put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man. It shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctify the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day.
And what's so important about this third day? Come not at your wives, and it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with Elohim, because that's what a messenger would do. Moses was the messenger that joined the children of Israel unto Yah. Levi is the messenger that joined the people unto the Most High. And Israel is the messenger that's supposed to join the world unto the Most High. Why do you think he came down on the third day? And why did he speak his words? And what words did he speak? The Ten Commandments. Because this is what Yahweh would do with his messenger. And Yahweh will do something in the future that I want you to see, to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what I'm telling you is the truth. How much more do you have to see? How much more do you have to hear? Watch what Yahweh has to tell us in the book of Hosea, the sixth chapter. Hosea, sixth chapter. In the book of Hosea 6, and this is a future prophecy, and watch what this says, starting at the very first verse.
Come, and let us return unto Yah.
And that's what we must do. We got to return unto Yah.
For he hath torn.
He's torn. Return, yes. We're torn apart from one another. We're torn apart from our families. We're torn apart even on the inside of us. We're torn.
And he will heal us.
He's going to heal us, though. So don't get caught up with how bad you're torn up and how bad we're separated. Don't get caught up in that, because Yahweh will heal us. So don't worry about, don't run and hide and duck from one another. We're going to be healed. Continue reading.
Yes, smitten.
Yes, we are smitten. But what's going to happen?
And he will bind us up.
He's going to bind us up. So don't fret. Don't fear. Don't get caught up in the degradation of our people. I know we don't look good. I know we're not sounding good. I know we're not together. But Yahweh will bind us up. All we have to do is believing and come together. And watch what Yahweh will do.
After 2 days, will he revive us?
It says after 2 days, he will revive us. And you know what two represent. Well, that represents his name. You know what two represents? It represents the heavens. You know what two represents? It represents Yahweh speaking to us and us communicating back to him. But look what he's going to do after 2 days. He's going to revive us. And what is it? What do it mean to be revived? Well, I'll tell you. To revive somebody, they have to be dead. They have to be absent of who they are. So Yahweh is prophesying that he's going to wake us up to the fact of who we are, the fact of who he is. Just imagine being a baby, being a little child, and somebody kidnapping you And all you have is little memories of your past. And then all of a sudden, your memories start coming back. And this memory starts showing you that, hey, I belong somewhere else. I belong to another family. And I'm supposed to live such and such way. Well, Yahweh is going to revive us, that we might know all our brothers, that we might know what tribe we come from, that we might know who our true Elohim is and who our true King is. Yahweh will revive us. And watch what it says.
In the third day, he will raise us up.
Because we revive, we know the truth now. And he's going to raise us up.
And we shall live in his sight.
And we're going to live in his sight. Continue reading.
Then shall we know.
And then shall we know.
If we follow on to know
Yah. If we follow on to know Yah. This is something we got to want. Go ahead.
His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth.
And let me tell you what this rain is. It's not what you think. It's not the rain that's coming down that water the grass. This rain that's coming down is going to water the people. If you look up this word rain, it comes from the Hebrew word merain. And the rain that Yahweh is talking about sending to his people are teachers, righteous teaching. A righteous teacher will teach you the truth. And why would Yahweh rain down righteousness for you to learn? Well, let me tell you why. Because Yahweh loves you. And so do I. And until tomorrow, Shalom.